Well, I sort of became first aware of the importance of religious liberty and the reality of religious difference when I was in second grade. I was playing pirates with some friends, probably at recess, and I was drawing a treasure map in the sand and making the X marks the spot sort of mark when one of the girls with us got very distraught that I was drawing a cross, because she said she was Jewish. I laughed, and I told her it was just an X, and she said to go ahead. She seemed all right with that after knowing it was an X. But then later that day, still thinking about her reaction and sort of wanting to tease her, I drew a lot of crosses on a piece of paper and flashed them across the room at her several times until finally she got upset and went and told the teacher. Well, the teacher took me out of the room and got very angry with me, telling me in a quite passionate tone of voice and language about religious harassment, how rude it was, how wrong it was, what would happen if it would continued, and I was just young enough that a trip to the principal's office was truly a mark of ultimate shame. And while, although at the time I didn't realize the exact kind of discomfort that this image of a cross, which was to me just sort of normal and ingrained in my faith tradition, to my friend might cause her some significant distress. And so the experience of that stuck with me, and it was sort of the first time that I really came to notice that there were differences in people around me when it came to religion. And I was quite lucky to have the fortune of a teacher who didn't tolerate the discrimination, for one thing, but was also willing to sit down and try to teach, you know, a second grader who doesn't really get it yet about what differences are and how we should honor each other's differences.